Nou sluit Simon Stockley by ons aan. Hy is hoofuitvoerende beampte van Integer. Simon, goeiemôre.
Good evening to you.
Simon, you were heavily involved in SA Home Loans and you are pioneering the same concept in South Africa. What is that exactly?
Well, it's a similar concept here. It's not exactly the same. The Integer offer comes with full transactional banking experience, whereas the SA Home Loans audit product was essentially just a home loans product.
So let's take one step backwards.
Sure.
The basis is still a home loans product.
Absolutely. I mean, we're in the home loan space. We're competing with the banks and SA Home Loans with a home loan offering. But allied to the home loan is a transactional banking offering. Now, what this means is that each home loan comes with a Visa debit card. And through that Visa debit card, you're able to access the internet and perform a range of banking services. So in effect, what we're trying to do is take a private bank offering and bringing it into the mass market. It's the concept of a one account, effectively.
Mm. Now, in this turbulent market from a funding perspective, SA Home Loans pioneered the securitization industry practically in South Africa. Will you be using the same kind of methodology?
It's a securitization model. We ramp up during the pre-securitization phase by accessing warehouse lines. But essentially what we will be doing is parceling together individual loans and selling those directly into the capital market. So it's very much a securitization play. You correctly point out these are turbulent times, but we believe that with proper credit, proper understanding of risk and proper pricing, you know, normality will return to the market in due course.
I just want to at that point a bit emphasize, we've had turbulence, we have repricing of debt, we have repricing of these securitization structures. How difficult or easy is it to access funding based on a securitization program?
Look, the South African markets, Theo, haven't experienced the level of turbulence that you've seen in London or the United States. And we don't have in this market a subprime crisis because, in effect, we don't have a subprime market. I guess our advantage is that we start today, I mean, we open for business today, we start with a zero client base and we start with a zero mortgage book. So we're able to actually construct our lending portfolio in conformity with the capital markets and the requirements of the capital markets. Certainly, pricing has widened, spreads have widened, investors are demanding a greater return for their exposure. But there has been no drying up of liquidity in the South African market. And provided you can offer a quality product to your investor, you can still fund it.
Simon, just a last question. You will be competing head-on with the banks. Now, if I look at the South African environment, and we note that the banks are very competitive in that environment, how does it work overseas? Is there space for players that are non-banking?
Well, Theo, you're absolutely right. I mean, this is where we draw our inspiration. If you look at the Australian market, for example, I mean, there are 170 mortgage lenders and 170 different types of mortgage products. Offered in, you know, to a population that is smaller than the South African population. Now, that's where we see the opportunity. The fact of the matter is here you have a market controlled by four large banks who dominate that market. And in essence, that's where we see the opportunity is by competing with those banks on price and on service.
Simon, all the best. And
thank you very much, Theo.
We will follow with keen interest. That was Simon Stockley, as hoofuitvoerende beampte van Integer.